Yeah.
Okay. When I was a little boy, we'd been hard time for Eskimo food. Because I think almost a month bad weather, storm blowing from north always, never go hunting, drifting snow always, nobody go hunting. Before that, I don't know how many walrus, maybe 20 over walrus. The ice pushed to the nearly about 2 mile, 3 mile out. Then the man killed, then some carried some meat to the home. But ice, when they pushed the pile pretty rough, couldn't go. But my father and his brother, he never stopped when the weather's good, always get some piece of meat, no matter with a bone carried in the back, because they did not drag it, they didn't want to drag them, but tore up the ice pilot. Nobody drag them. So some of them, no more go get some dead walrus, because the rough ice, no good for a walk, too rough. But my father and other friend boy, they never stop always, before bad weather come. And after that, always storm blowing from the north, always bad weather. Nobody go hunt anymore. From north, always the north side, right in the front of the mountain, they went for hunting that's the way. But couldn't see it. I don't know how much farther, only village and mountain, I mean houses, sometimes couldn't see it. Blowing because storm, blowing always. Been hard time before. But sometime my father and his brother, they bring some meat, they cut it about maybe 6 inches wide, maybe 4 inches, cut a piece, then give it to the other people because they have time to afford. Because some of them, they never go hunt, they never go get some walrus meat, dead walrus. When you freeze, pretty hard to cut it. They use axe. Been a hard time before. When getting better, then everybody going to the north beach in the fall time, let the seaweed covered with the ice, snow. They digging. They pick some seaweed. Because that's a flying bird from the north. They use a nut sling, 3 walrus teeth, make a hole for the line. When they latch a bird, they throw it and twist the bird and fell down. And doing that way, they got no shotgun at that time, no shotgun. Just that kind they're using. So they want bullet with their seaweed, with their soap, they eat it, they boil it. Been hard time, that time. But after that, when they're getting better, they wouldn't go hunting. Some of them are pretty hard. But old people, when they're getting thin, getting weak, some of them are getting weak because they never eat much. Slim. Old woman, old people, they give them only 3 bites meat, that's all. Give them 3 bites. I don't know how long, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, they got no watch. We give them a little more. We do it that way. We give them. So when getting weather good, now starting to hunting, that time, some of them getting weak, they never go out, but try to let them strong. We feed it that way. Because when you eat too much, they will die. The stomach, nothing in the inside food, that's why they don't want to let them too much eat. It will die if they eat too much. Just to give them three pieces, that's all right. After that, they give a little more, do it that way. They do it that way. They eat some of them walrus hide skin, just to boil it, and let them eat rope, seal skin with a blubber. They let them eat. My grandfather, my father, he gave me this, he let me try to eat it. I don't want to eat it, but they didn't me try to eat it, because if we got hard time, no food, we're going to eat it. Rope, skin, we're going to eat it. Let them try to learn it, practice it. Let them, no matter how they got meat, let them try to learn it, to eat. It's pretty bad for us, but we try. It's been a hard time that time. Because they got not much as a rifle at that time. He used only that kind of sling and three walrus teeth out, the cola with a line throw it, hunting for bird. We're doing that way.
What kind of birds did they get?
Sawbill.
The sawbill?
Yeah, sawbill.
Yeah. And that's what they had with the seaweed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mixed with the seaweed, boil it and eat it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that when you were a young man or when you were a little boy?
Little boy. When I was a little boy. I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. I was a little boy. Until when I was 12 years old, still we used a CO lamp.
So that was before you started reindeer herding?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, before reindeer herding. Still, when it come to reindeer herd, three houses using CO lamp, still using CO lamp, reindeer herder. Only one, David Chibula, he used wood stove. He didn't have used CO lamp.
Yeah.
He was a chief of the David Chibula.
How did people store food when you were a little boy? How did they save food for winter time?
You see, they got meat chiller.
A meat chiller?
Yeah, they got meat chiller. They dig down ground.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 7 feet high. Maybe this much, maybe 10 by 10.
Yeah.
But the meat always. They never get old because they get cold. They got ice on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the freezing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little bit freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They covered with a hole with a whale. What you call? We call hide. It's not long. See, it's just white. They covered with. Put the rock on top. You do not blow the wind.
Yeah. Well, that time when people all got hungry, didn't they have any meat in their cellars?
No.
Or?
Yeah. They got meat before that, before hungry.
But they used it up, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and they couldn't get any more.
After that, when the blowing hot, did not take much food, did not take a lot of meat because they've been hot.
Why couldn't they go out for walrus when the wind was blowing from the north?
Because you were here?
When the wind was blowing, and they couldn't go out for walrus, what was wrong? Was the ice got too rough?
Yeah, the ice too rough to go out. Pretty rough. Piled.
Just all kinds of ridges and...
pretty hard to walk. Too rough.
You can't climb over it.
That's why.
But your father and your brother...
They never stopped.
They went out hunting?
Because, if they went blowing, it will not go hunting. That's why.
But they went out?
Yeah, they went out always. No matter, pretty rough. Carry it in the back.
They couldn't drag it, huh?
No. It was not too rough. Too rough.
How far did they?
Around 4 miles, 3 miles out.
And they got meat for everybody
in
the village?
Yeah. Before everybody got meat. Because when he killed it, they never stopped. They get some more. What was meat? Before pile ice. When he start carrying, the ice poof. Push from the north, make pile too rough, getting rough. Everybody get away from rough, going back to the shore. Because pretty quick pile, push ice, pile, too dangerous. It's too dangerous ice when they push ice, pile pretty quick. We go run. Sometimes older people watch him. When he stop a little bit, he go over right away. They tell him, old people tell him, when they push ice, you better not try to over it. You better watch him. Sometimes he stop a little bit, then go over it right away.
What's wrong with it? What do you have to watch out for with the ice?
Because when the ice push, some of them getting very small, small ones. Still getting short, getting small. This side piling, push pretty close, too dangerous.
Does it push together?
Yeah, right. Some ice, big ice, small ones, pile, smash them.
You can get caught in there?
Yeah. They never caught them. But when you watch, they've been jumped. Some of the boys, the men, help them, other boys. Because they don't know some of the young boys, when they push ice, old people, they know it. They've been watching. That's why you've been teaching. When they start on hunting, all the people, we followed all this.
Well, that time when they had a little bit of food, did you get hungry too?
Yeah, that time. But we got meat, but my grandmother and my mother, they tell me I can eat some root and seal skin. And walrus hide. So I can eat it. No matter we got food, they let me try to learn it. If we get out the meat, we can eat that kind of meat, that they can rope and walrus hide, seal skin. It's pretty bad for me. But I try. I've been aged there.
Jimmy, do the walrus act differently after a storm? Do they do anything different? Are they harder to hunt or easier?
No. No more. Because blowing hot, pretty storm from the north blowing, pretty bad, windy blowing. We couldn't see how it's, well, was everybody stay home. Nobody go out hunting. We couldn't see mountain, Gamble Mountain. About maybe 10 or 20 feet, 15 feet, I couldn't see them. Sometimes 7 feet, couldn't see others. Blowing, drifting, pretty bad.
Do you know where it was that your father went on that map to go for walrus? At that time there was not much food.
There's a Gamble. The west side, this one. Always open water from the north, blowing from the north. About this much far, maybe 3 or 4 miles out. There's a mountain right here. Right in the front, right here. That much far broad. When there's no more water, that's why walrus stay there. When the ice push, pilot, walrus stopped, couldn't move. That's why everybody kill walrus. They kill walrus and before freeze, they drag him before pile the ice. But not long gone, maybe a few days, then the wind blowing, the pilot right away pile the ice. To the shore, then couldn't go out anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty rough, couldn't walk. Yeah. Pretty bad.
Do you remember what month that was?
I think January, maybe.
So that was right in the winter time.
Yeah.
Huh?
After Christmas. Yeah. It's pretty bad, blowing hard.
Do any of you have any questions from what Jimmy was telling us about when they went without food? Any questions come to mind, anyone?
How did they get the seaweed in the winter? How could they get the seaweed when there's ice on the water?
Did they get seaweed in January?
Yeah, right. Which is because near the shore, they got not much snow. Yeah, because blowing hard, then they will get snow, always drifting.
The snow drifts and
they're not piled, no, drifted to the very thin snow.
Yeah.
You know, taking with a shovel to take some seaweed. Yeah.
They got it right off the beach? On the rocks?
Yeah, on the beach, right in the beach. Yeah. Further out from beach, yeah. Yeah, good thing they got lots of seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why all people, they see them seaweed, let them dry. When the hard time, they tell us when the hard time, they use and boil it. They boil it, no matter dry it. When they boil it, just like a fish.
Did you get any fish then, or not?
No.
No fish?
No. No, at that time no fish, no hunting, because it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
No. Only west side is open water, but no good for hunting, too windy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody, stay home, nothing going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did that last, Jimmy? How many days?
Almost month, I think. Almost month. Yeah.
And then when you got food, when someone finally did bring some food, was there a special way that someone got it first? Did you feed the young children first and then the old people, or did old people get to eat first, or was there a special way that you gave food after a long
time? Yeah, they do it that way. Those who got the meat, they give a piece for those who got nothing food to eat. They give it. They don't want to let them starve. They give it, always. They watch them. They watch them. Mostly, some of them old people, just wife and husband and some granddaughter stay there. They never go hunting, old people, no. But somebody want to help them, they give us a piece always. When you get walrus, they give old people. They show not to go hunting.
Mm.
Yeah, they give them.
They always give them to the old people?
Always, yeah. They give that to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want to let them starve. We have always.
And then they watch the families that were hungry too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And help them out?
Yeah, help them out, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Because some of them, they never stop when good hunting. Go always hunting, yeah. Because they know if bad weather comes, it will not go out. Yeah. When it's blowing hard. When the good weather never stop running,
mm-hmm.
unless in the springtime, sometimes 3 days never sleep. When good weather go hunt always, bring some meat and go back again, go hunt again. They never stop because mostly they bring some blubber. When he kill 4 walrus. Mostly, a long time ago, they killed 8 walrus, one boy. Mostly, they get the blubber, leave the meat, leave the skin, mostly blubber, because for using for heat, for a shallow lamp, for heat. They don't want out of the oil. That's why the boiler, they cut the blubber and boil it with oil. You do it that way always.
Mm-hmm. They boil it to make the oil?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they ever have hard times like that at your camp, Mabel, where you grew up?
What?
Did they ever go hungry at your camp when you were growing up? Were people ever hungry?
I think I was small.
When?
I don't know, a long time.
Yeah.
We used a stove.
When you were small, you were in the reindeer camp, huh?
Yeah,
always in the reindeer camp.
It's from Mova, another camp.
Yeah. When did you start with the reindeer camp? Ever since you were just a little girl?
Watch everything.
It was the father and wife been staying at their camp. She been born at the south side of the Savonga in the deer camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mother been died in a gamble. She don't know it, the mother. When she was a little girl, she been died. Yeah, always stay in a deer camp on the south side, on the river. Lots of peace up there. Big river. About 100 feet wide, river. lots of fish stay there.
So when you were growing up, Mabel, they always had reindeer, huh?
From the, before that, when you stay on the south side river, in the springtime, they come to the north beach, come to Kange, they got corral. From Gamble, come to Kange, they want young fawns for pants and boats. They buy from their reindeer herders. Then after that, they move to the Ivistok, this fella.
But they never go hungry because they always have reindeer.
Never hungry.
Because they can always have reindeer.
Yeah.
And then when you start reindeer herding in 1914, after that you always had reindeer?
Yeah, right. Then? Always. Yeah.
So
always.
After that first time, when you're about 7 or 8 years old, after you start reindeer herding, there's always food then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
1914, I will come to, 1912, when I was 12 years old, I've been come to Sagunga, reindeer herder.
Yeah.
So, they never stop from north, Sagunga, they never get windy from north. Mm-hmm. East side, west side, the Gamble, always blowing, windy, always windy from north. Sagunga, no, Conway, always. Horse hunting, always. They go hunting all the time.
Sagunga?
Yeah. Kill seal, walrus. Every day, never stop. Some of them boys go hard.
The ice doesn't pile up?
No, not much. Not much pile up.
Yeah.
Because the current moves to always.
So you can always go on the ice then? Okay.
Yeah. The boys always never stop hurting always. Every day we hurt, We do it that way. Sometime, one time I've been lost when blowing in the west, east side of the mountain. I've been 3 days outdoors. I didn't get cold. I still with the, I got reindeer sled. I ride in the reindeer sled. I was so hurt. That's why strong palm, I didn't stop. I don't want lost. That's why I didn't stop. I don't hold. I got double coat, reindeer coat, pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't get cold. 3 days I didn't stay there. I'm all right.
Other questions? Do you see the historical patterns then after the reindeer herding started, then they always did have some access to food. So, and Jimmy talks about times when they were hungry, that had to be before 1914. And after the growth of the herd, then they had a pretty stable food source. And so since that time, they've not had the problems that they have prior to the reindeer herding. And then you see the other difference that is talking about between the two places for the quality of the hunting. Doesn't pile up around Sagunga the way it does around Gamble, so they have better opportunities for hunting.
Only Sagunga, when the Conway snowdrop stop about sometime 2 feet over, soft snow, very soft snow. We use snowshoes going out for hunting. We make a road to the down the shore ice, make smooth with the axe, and we cut ice pick. Make it small, make road to the when we go hunting. One, the boys, everybody, one road. Going out hunting. You just about this much deep snow, soft snow. to do it sometimes. Right now, it's different to windy now, all the wind blowing.
Yeah.
Not much snow now, always that wind change.
Yeah.
Yeah. The south wind blowing pretty bad, Chagoma, storm. Blowing hot, south snow blowing. You know, I see my, right now, Fairbanks got south snow. Never get windy.
Yeah, never blows around here.
Yeah. Good thing never get windy. If it got windy, blowing pretty bad. Good thing never get windy. Fairbanks. At home, Chagoma. South wind, southwest. Southeast wind, west. East wind and southeast wind. West.
What happens?
Blowing. Too much blowing.
Blows the snow?
Yeah. Blowing hard. Windy.
What happens to the ice when it blows southeast? It opens up.
Yeah. Right in the shore ice. Yeah. When the wind going down, go 100. Go up 100.
Yeah.
We used skin boat a long time ago, now a straight boat, aluminum boat. But some of them made marine plywood. My boy, he made it by himself. Straight boat, marine plywood. They're better than aluminum boat.
Mm-hmm.
They like it in the summertime. Because when a little bit getting rough, he jumped to the shore. He jumped. And the waves, he jumped.
With the wooden
boat? Yeah, wooden boat.
Yeah.
The aluminum boat stuck right away, stuck. I don't know why aluminum boat stuck.
When it gets rough?
Right. When it down the beach, the sand stopped. Plywood, marine plywood is a wooden boat. Slides
right to the shore?
Yeah.
Right to the beach?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what makes that happen.
I don't know. Remember, he like just a wooden boat. But it's on aluminum. Aluminum is good. It's all right when the lots of ice. The wooden boat, when the ice, lots of ice, easy to break when they hit hard, the cold. Aluminum is all right.
What kind of bottom does it have? Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Some make a wooden boat a little bit flat in the bottom, go this way a little bit. Yeah, they make a remnant by himself. Some other boys do. But now it's aluminum, lots of boat, aluminum boat using now.
Yeah.
Because you know, most of them are rabbit, but the rabbit. When move this way, getting let the water come in, can release the rabbits, can sometimes cut, make them aluminum easy to cut when they move it too rough.
Yeah.
And
the hole?
Hole is there.
Holes get bigger.
You know, rabbit nail come out.
And the rivets wear out.
Yeah, wear out.
Yeah. Other questions? Jimmy's covered the one story that I wanted to cover, but there are other questions. So.
there's still reindeer herd. Still have herds of reindeer on Dead Long Pond.
They still have reindeer on the island?
Yeah, they got still reindeer. Yeah, I don't know how much they got. They've been loose, they've been starved, lots of reindeer. When the last corral, when we counted 10,000 deer, when corral, 10,000 deer, too many reindeer for a small island, you know. You eat the winter food, yeah. That's why they've been starved. No, I don't know how many, maybe 300, 400, 500.
Oh, yeah. From 10,000 it went down to 500?
Yeah, I think 500.
How many years did that
be? Right now, I think they never counted anymore. They never corralled. No. We got new herders, they're not hurting much. They don't want to hurt much. I told them, try to watch them. Try to watch fawning time, I tell them.
Well, they heard it from 1914?
Yeah, I was,
till when,
yeah.
When did they, when
yeah.
did they?
I've been in 1914, I was herder. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you stopped in the 1940s?
Yeah. Right.
What year did you stop herding?
Oh, 1950 something over. Quit. No more herding.
Around 1950?
Yeah. Over 1950.
Why did they stop?
Because we got new herders.
They weren't interested in...
Yeah, I was chief herder. When I was chief herder, I've been there. I got 8 boys beside me, yeah, for herding. Or was stay in a camp, a deer camp. We stay in the wintertime, in the deer camp. In the summertime, we come to Savonka, we drive to Savonka every day, but herding was. 4 boys, 1 month, every day herding, when they herd, watch them. 4 boys stay home, chopping wood, carry some water. 4 boys, every day ranger herder, they never work chop wood, just for ranger watching. That's all. 1 month, next month, 4 boys, another term. 4 boys, that one, rest, yeah. They go in that way.
Do any of you know Klaus Nasky, or any of you have, do you, any of you know who he is, Klaus Nasky? Just the department, can I have a show of hands? Klaus has studied here in Alaska for quite some time. And I remember, it's been several years, and I don't know if he's written on this or not, but a point that Klaus made once in a lecture that I heard was that with the change in subsistence style of living for our native people, and with some of the apparently more efficient methods of gathering food and so forth, that would seem to make things better, the costs actually increased pretty extensively, just because of the cash economy involved. For example, what's the improvement over the dog sled? You don't have to feed snow machine, or gas, but you know, you feed them only when you use them, that is the snow machines. And rifles are certainly much more efficient than some of the traditional hunting methods. But a point that Klaus made was that if you factored in the costs involved, or that the costs increased rather dramatically for subsistence living with some of the technological improvements that have been brought to the villages. And what does that do in turn to village lifestyle? forces a lot of change. And one of the changes for the people on St. Lawrence apparently was that it was no longer feasible. Reindeer herding was not a viable industry anymore. A similar situation in southeastern where I grew up was that villages scattered all over southeastern were no longer viable. My mother's village and my father's village both had to be closed down and moved to another village, which is where I was born, that is to Quoa. I knew the villages where they came from, but every time you have these technological advances in the native subsistence communities, there's a cost increase without necessarily having a concomitant income increase on the part of the people. So what happens? You don't have a income increase. There's a bind, right? And I don't know, but that seems to be what happened with the reindeer herd, to try to answer your question, Maria. Why aren't they herding reindeer anymore? It just wasn't feasible. Many things changed after World War II because of economic crunch. But I think they're trying to get started again. Is that right, Jimmy? They want to start herding the reindeer again?
Yeah. They're starting it.
Yeah. There's a new added incentive with reindeer. Anyone know what that is with income from reindeer?
Reindeer sausage is a growing dish.
Yeah. Something else.
Yeah,
the
antlers.
Yeah, the antlers. Yeah, the antlers bring in a very good price and from the Orient, as I understand. And that, more than anything else, has accounted for the increase in the value of of the reindeer and making it a viable industry again. Something like that happened with salmon. Anyone know what that was? Change in the use of salmon from, say, the 1940s to the 1970s?
The roe is caviar?
Yeah, the roe is worth more for at least southeastern salmon than the salmon itself is worth.
Well, and the salmon was too, I understood.
Yeah. And what I remember from growing up was that part was just thrown away. The Indian people always went to the place where the, at least in southeastern, all of that was put into a scow and just taken out in the bay and dumped. And so we just got a lot of good free food from the cantonry that way, but not anymore. And that's what kept the salmon industry a viable industry, is that new, very expensive food product that has come out of salmon that was not utilized before. But the reindeer, did they use the reindeer antlers when you were a little boy?
Yeah.
Did they use the antlers too?
No.
Just the meat?
Yeah.
Right?
Just the meat, yeah.
How about the hides? Did they tan
the hides? Yeah, using for mattress and for pants, coat.
Yeah. Just at home, or did they sell them outside?
Yeah,
too?
They sell them.
Yeah.
They sell them.
Okay, Jimmy pretty much covered the things that we talked about earlier, and I've asked for questions and gotten a few. Did you have another?
Yeah. Jimmy, did you say you moved to Anchorage for a while?
You lived in Anchorage for a while?
Yeah.
I've been staying one year at Anchorage.
What year was that?
You know, 1951, 10 years at Northeast Cape Air Force. 1951, 1961.
And you were a carpenter, huh?
Yeah.
Was there another part of your question?
Yeah, I was just wondering what that was like to live in a place like Anchorage after all your life in St. Lawrence Island.
How did you like living in Anchorage?
It's all right, I like it, but my wife is homesick, she like home. That's why I've been a cab.
Is that right, Mabel? You got homesick?
Yeah.
How did you get to work every day?
My friend, one of the children, he was working in Northeast Cape. He come to get me. He let me ride.
You picked up every day?
Yeah, every day. He was working with me. Yeah. Some job he working.
And you're the sergeant?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Did he live in the trailer court too?
Yeah, I trailer city.
Yeah, the sergeant lived there too,
yeah.
In trailer city?
Then, he told me, he tried to sell us some car, $500 worth, so I didn't buy it. I didn't want to buy it myself.
Did you travel around Anchorage when you were there?
Oh, no, never traveled. One time I've been Fairbanks for meeting elder meeting up there, because I was elder in church.
That was the Presbyterian,
yeah.
Elder,
yeah.
Meeting?
Yeah.
And how did you come up on the car?
Airplane.
Huh?
Right. Go back to the car. I made 9 hours to go back. Pretty long. Long ride.
Did you come that time, Mabel?
No, she was home. She was waiting for me at home.
You just stayed in Anchorage, huh?
In Anchorage.
Yeah. Did any of your children come to Anchorage with you?
Just one of the grand boy.
Oh, one of the grandsons.
Yeah. He was a little boy. I don't know how old he is. Smallest boy.
Were there a number of other Eskimo families in Anchorage when you were there?
Did other people from the island live in Anchorage when you were there?
Only two girls I've been seeing. The Bobby daughter. Only I see two girls, that's all.
Yeah. Who are the two girls?
I don't know what that means. Also, Paul Jackson, he was transferred to Anchorage. He was working in the mess hall. He was working in the mess hall since.
Is he from Sabunga?
Yeah.
So there weren't many people in Anchorage
that you know, huh?
Yeah. And that's why you got homesick, huh,
yeah.
Mabel?
Yeah, every day she go to the store. Well, grandpa here was he was working on Galena, I think.
Oh, yeah. For the Air Force.
Yeah. when the National Guard come to Anchorage, we see him training.
Oh,
National Guard,
yeah.
Yeah. He come to visit to my home, always.
Okay, why don't we break early today, and then I see those of you who make it at 8 a.m. and then at room 412, 1240, and 504. Any other questions before we break? Did you bring food with you from the island when you moved to Anchorage?
No. Yeah, right.
Do you?
Bring water?
Yeah.
They sent it to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have enough food from home while you were there, or did...
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. Do you miss the food when you go away from there? I miss my food when I go from Southeast. Okay. Hmm? Were you going to say something else?
Yeah. We never hungry that time, no.
Yeah.
Because we never out of food, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly we eat white man food, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's see you all on...